One additional reading to close the season this year of Poetry Center readings. That's next Wednesday at 8 o'clock in Kiva Auditorium. There'll be a reading by contributors to Persona Magazine, which I have heard is going to be an extremely interesting issue. It's not out yet, but Persona, if you don't know, is the literary magazine of undergraduates here at the university. It's edited by undergraduates. The artwork is done by undergraduates. The design is done by undergraduates. So that's an opportunity to see and hear some of the really terrific work that's being done here at the U. So next Wednesday, 8 o'clock in Kiva Auditorium in the Education Building. Tonight we're happy to welcome the last of our out-of-town visitors for the year. Amy Hempel is originally from Chicago, has lived in California, now lives in New York. She's the author of two collections of short fiction, Reasons to Live and At the Gates of the Animal Kingdom, both of which were published by Knopf. Her stories as well have appeared in Vanity Fair, Harper's, Grand Street, Mother Jones, many other magazines, and they've been translated quite widely, particularly in Europe, in France, Italy, and Spain, where apparently Reasons to Live was quite a sensation. She's taught at NYU. Her work has appeared in numerous anthologies and award editions. She's taught at Breadloaf, where she's worked in association with a number of our colleagues, Bob Houston and Steve Orlin. Though I'm not accustomed to quoting from the blurbs on people's books, I'll do it tonight, because there was just a really wonderful few words on the jacket of At the Gates of the Animal Kingdom, which say a great deal about the short pieces in that book. 16 illuminations of the rogue stresses that threaten to undo the stability of modern women. Please welcome Amy Hempel.
Thank you.